Welcome to The Talk Sip. I'm your host, Elisa Bowens-Mercado. Each and every Thursday, I spend time with you, the listeners, to talk arts, culture, music, much more, and much more. Today, we do have our special guest back. It is Politics with Pinsky, and he's my special guest. He will be joining us for the entire hour for our segment, What in the World? Yes, and What in the World is absolutely right. There's so much to talk about. What in the world is going on in this country on this beautiful Thursday? So, folks, sit back, relax as we serve you up a tasty mix of talk radio. You are listening to The Talk Sip. All right, all right. Ooh, thank you for the cherries.
Oh, I brought you some fresh fruit because we need to be healthy to continue the struggle.
That's right. So when they our healthcare
when
goes
they come
out
for
the,
us
out the window. Here, can you close that? Because I can have and already have a suspicion that today's show is gonna. We don't want the entire office disrupted. So Irving, my friend Irving Pinsky from Irving Law from Pinsky Law, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Great to be here. I am really in a rage about what's happening in this country.
Well, yeah, let's talk about that.
Horrible. So,
it is horrible. And, you know, a lot of the sentiment of the country is that, you know, this America has really reached a new low of what's going on with immigration, children being separated from their families. You know, folks, we can play politics all day. But when it comes to separating kids, okay, that will probably be emotionally scarred for life. Because you want to build a wall and you want to hold kids hostage. It just, come on. I don't care what aisle side of the aisle you are on, Democrat, Green, Republican. This is just not right.
Those were the right words. He is holding those children hostage to build his stupid wall, which he's never going to build anyway, and which you're going to pay for, and they're not even going to build it anyway.
Right.
He's going to make you pay. Mexico is going to send him a bill for being stupid. And the American people are going to pay for a wall. And guess what? Trump won't even build it. He'll just keep the money. It's bizarre what a crook this guy is.
Yeah.
And beyond that, you don't rip babies out of loving mothers' arms.
That's right.
You don't do that. Those mothers traveled hundreds of miles in the searing Mexican heat to take their children to freedom and a life.
Safety. Yeah.
And they're robbing that relationship. Who's going to HELL? Who? I'll tell you who.
Well, we said there's a special place for folks who, you know, separate children from, you know,
their
moms. So if folks, you know, out there are listening and they don't know what actually happened, so can you please just tell us, like, the whole, you know, breaking news this week of, you know, actually what went down this week with the immigration and separation of the kids.
Okay, America has a law. It's international law. America has a law that if people who are suffering incredible dangers show up seeking asylum, they're entitled to a hearing and they're entitled to be let in if they qualify.
Right.
So these mommies who come from what's supposed to be the most dangerous places on earth, where governments have gone crazy and gangs are ruling, these mommies are taking their babies and traveling to safety. And then they get there, and these brute guards come and take their babies away, crying and screaming, stick them in the 108-degree summer heat in Texas, and they stick them there with no mommies, and nobody can even touch them because they have a no-touch rule, because they're afraid that if the guards touch the kids, then they're going to get sued for inappropriate touching. So that means you have to leave the babies with their mothers.
Right.
Because to take babies away from a mother so brutally like that, that is a major trauma, and that can kill children from separation, and that's what causes
separation
people
anxiety.
It even changes their brain structure, and these people really were hiding it from us. They were hiding it. They were hiding it from our government, because when our government went there to study it, they were locked out, and they're still hiding where the girls are. I don't know how many girls they've taken. I assume thousands of girls, and they've hit them probably all around the country, and we can't find them. And these girls are very possibly being victimized by these unprofessional guards. They can't even get enough police, never mind professional guards. Well, I could cry.
You know what? Let's back up here. And yeah, absolutely. And that is what's going on. You know, if everyone wants freedom, everyone wants to live a better life, everyone wants the land of opportunity. And when you turn America into a land of non-opportunity or only opportunity for certain folks, then that's when you're doing this country a disservice. But especially when it's coming from the White House.
Oh.
I mean, come on. You know, it was clear and it was plain when he said that he would accept people in from what country was that?
Norway.
Norway. He said, "Oh no, people from Norway, come one, come all. He doesn't care how they get here. You come in, but you know, you have people escaping, like you said, gangs and
death and torture,
right?
And forced sex trades.
When you try, I would try to flee too if I had children and to get them, you know, out of there, folks. But the phone lines are open 203-684-8907. We're politics with Pinsky, attorney Pinsky, in the station with us today. So call in, let us know what you feel about you know, this whole what's going on. You know, what in the world? It's bizarre. But so now the legality of this, what can the country actually, you're saying
the courts can stop him if the courts can stop him. But the problem is that the courts have to defer to a president. And even though there are lawyers and whole states are suing him to stop, the courts don't hear it automatically. There's this time element.
Right.
And the time element means that these kids are still in the horrible weather and the horrible possession and the horrible deprivation. But then it gets even crazier because he signs some deal, some executive order where he says he's going to stop it, right. But nothing stops. And if something stopped, I'm not sure what it is. It's just like when he signed that deal with Kim in Korea. There were no dates on it. Nothing happened then. Those bombs are still aimed at us. So he signs these deals and then says, victory, yay, I did a great thing. But those kids are still disappeared. They're still missing. The other kids are still not being returned to their mothers. Mm-hmm. And you think about it. You think about the trauma of being ripped away from your mother and put in a warehouse. And these are warehouses behind fences,
right.
as though you're human beings. That is the way that you really, really ruin kids' lives.
Yeah. You know, we're going to take a short break because we do want to bring this up on your profile and my profile, because this is really a very important conversation to have. And then we just heard that the guy that's in the White House just signed a
executive order.
And we'll talk about that when we come back. 203-684-8907. We'll be right back with the Talk Sip Politics with Pinsky.
We'll be right back.
to Welcome Back to the Talk Sip. I'm your host, Elisa Bowens Mercado. In studio with me is Attorney Pinsky, Irving Pinsky. And we have our politics with Pinsky. Folks, don't forget to join in on the conversation either on 103.5 FM, where we are broadcasting live. We're also streaming on TuneIn Radio and the NewHavenIndependent.org. So go to your Facebook page and pull up New Haven Independent, and you can connect with the show. But again, the phone lines are open.
I think I added to my timeline.
684-8907. All right. Don't know. That's the wrong one. All right. So so if you're on either one of our pages, then you should be able to see the show that's live. Okay. But back to the conversation. And Harry, let us know if we have any comments or people that have joined us on the New Haven Independent site, because we would love to take their questions and or comments. Let's get, because my blood pressure is hot, as I can feel it rising. Paul Manafort goes to jail.
Yay. Bye-bye. So long. Farewell. Bye-bye. Hit the road. No road for you. At least he got rid of his electric bracelet on his foot. They stock him right in the garbage can. Well, but he's in the luxury jail anyway.
Well, no. Listen, jail, I don't care what jail you're in.
Lock him
he
up.
He literally is not. He's gone.
He's
bye.
Trump's campaign manager.
Yes.
His deputy campaign manager pled guilty, so he's going to testify
against the big bum. You know what's happening? It's all caving in on them, and they're all going to turn. And it's obvious. So I'm just waiting for this whole reality TV show to play right out of the White House. Like, get out. Bye. You can leave.
Because everybody's going to be in apart.
Right. Because everyone's going to
He's
be
starting
in
trade wars. Trade wars with, and the trade war countries are all meeting together now, which means that they're setting him up so that whatever he does, he's going to get boxed in by 20 or 30 countries. So he's really asking for trouble. You start a trade war, you better be ready to finish it. And he can't fight 20, 30 countries.
Well, that's because you have someone in there that is not knowledgeable and uneducated.
And
he doesn't know what very inexperienced. So when you have those three all bunched up into one, then this is the kind of world and this is what we're getting. So
Melania needs a divorce lawyer.
Do you do divorces?
I don't do divorces, but I would get her the best divorce lawyer in on the planet, because she needs protection from
thing.
This nut.
I know. But he signed the executive order.
Right. And it's a whole bunch of nothing burger.
Yeah.
The kids are not being returned to the children, to the mommies. And last night, his White House comes out and says they're not going to make any effort to return the kids to their mommies. And then this morning, a different part of the White House comes and says, no, we're going to make an effort, which means that they're not going to do anything.
But the bottom line is these kids are not with their parents.
Right. And they're sitting alone in warehouses crying constantly without shoelaces because they took the shoelaces away from them so that they don't hang themselves. That's how depressed the kids are. No adults to comfort them. Adults are not allowed to touch them. It's really beyond belief.
I would hope that someone literally can join in on the conversation that really agrees with all of this. 203-684-8907. If you agree with kids being snatched away from their parents, if you are like that 23% of the country that completely that agrees with this, please let us know and let us know your reason, because we always like to hear views and why people think, you know, that kids should be taken away from their parents. But I want to hear from that 23%.
I've been talking to some of them on the internet, and they're really, really ignorant. They're really ignorant, those people, because they say the dumbest things, and they say, look, when you get arrested, they take the kids away from you. That's not true. That's some book that somebody read that was dead wrong, probably written by Fox News or by Sean Hannity. Just lies. They don't take kids away from you when you get arrested for a misdemeanor.
No, they don't. They absolutely. So
if you're a good mommy, they give you extra.
Well, no,
kids.
No. Listen, if I go down and have a parking ticket violation, and I go and say I have kids, I don't have kids, but if I came down there and I have my kids, so they're gonna snatch my children away from me because I have a parking ticket.
Right, they can't do that. And And let's say, the test is if you're a good mother, if you're a decent mother, if you're a bad mother. So let's say that you get caught as a mother shooting holes in your neighbor's windows, and they come in and there's a big crack pipe there and a needle in your arm. Then they'll take your kid away from you. Okay, yay, do it. But otherwise, you gotta have to have a good reason to separate a baby from a mother, because that is a trauma that affects a baby's brain.
Yes, absolutely.
It actually changes the shape of the brain. And then you put them in a warehouse for weeks,
well,
months,
let's
years?
Go, and so this executive order, which is a, you know, I heard someone, it was an analogy today. They said it's like an arsonist.
Yeah.
Going in, and so you're the arsonist, and then you come back and try to fight the fire, and try to put the fire out. It makes no sense. You started the fire, now you're trying to put the fire out, because it's all about optics. It's all about making him look good. Look what I did. See what I did.
It's an arsonist who's a narcissist.
Right. Exactly. We're getting T-shirts that say that. Yeah. So what do you think about the executive order? Did he even have to sign in an executive order? Couldn't he have just called his buddy Jeff Sessions and said, listen, we got to stop this? Is that how that could have worked?
Yeah, that's how he should have done it. He should have called up and said, stop it now. Stop
so why
it now
did he
or
need,
you're fired.
Why did he need the photo ops of because him sitting in the Oval Office with his big book that he turns around like a little...
like a theater show, like a reality star.
Right. Look what I did. I just signed an executive, and it's very important because I need my kids back with their parents. But just 3 days ago, he was telling people that he was going to do this, and then he was going to have somebody pay. That's how he was going to pay for the wall.
He was jumping up and down.
I don't get it.
I hate it. I hate it. I'm evil, but I'm doing it. I hate it. Everybody said, I hate it. I hate it. You know, then his wife came out and said, this is lousy. Then Laura Bush came out and said, this is terrible. Then
Hillary
Clinton came out and said, you're a something, and I like to swear, but I don't hear because it's respectful. All right, Hillary came out and called him a mean word, and then Rosalind Carter came out and said, this is terrible, this is not religious, and then...
It's just downright awful. So where do we go from here? So there's immigration, we're going to be fighting, as long as he is in office, we're going to be fighting this is America. Come in, if you want folks from different countries that are of not color, then you have to, I mean, you can't have it just one way. You've got to have it. Welcome. If you're going to welcome one, you have to welcome all. And that's the piece that I think this country is missing.
The Democrats should run a campaign saying the Republican Party has proven over and over and over, led by Donald Trump, that they hate family values. That is the party that totally hates family values. They rip 8-month-old babies out of the arms of their mommies. They rip Down syndrome babies out of the arms of their mommies. He runs out on one family. He runs out on another family. And the third family, when his wife is having a baby boy, he's off cheating with Stormy Daniels. And when he gets caught, he says, I didn't do it. And now he says that maybe I did it.
Well, he's
a pig.
Well, you know, there's no integrity.
No family values.
No. And his son doesn't have any either, because then the wife...
His son just got caught.
Right. But I think the wife divorced him. She's like, I'm out. I think that she filed for a divorce and she's divorced. She's like, you know what? I'm out of here.
And his wife already dumped that girlfriend, and now he's with some Kimberly, some Fox News hostess.
I love it.
Is
this America or is this a reality TV show, folks? Yeah. Come on.
It's the White House.
This is the worst.
Slut Central.
It is the worst. All right, folks. We're going to be right back. 603-684-8907. Join in on the conversation. We will be right back. Politics with Pinsky will return.
Yesterday.
Thank you.
Lisa Bones Mercado. Don't forget, every Thursday here at the Talk Sip, we talk politics, we have talk relationships, we talk culture, music. Let me just take a little break from the politics for 2 seconds. We will be dancing tonight. It's the first day of summer, so join us for our summer salsa Thursday night weekly event at Diesel Lounge. Diesel Lounge is the place to be every Thursday, 9:30. Shout out to DJ Christie. DJ Christie will be hosting actually a happy hour, open bar, 8 to 10, $15. Can you believe that? My gosh, $15. All you, that's just,
that's nothing.
That's crazy. So, then at 10 o'clock, yours truly will, give you a salsa lesson and, followed by a night full of dancing. We have so much fun, folks. A lot of fun. And then also tomorrow, Kizumba. It is Kizumba Fridays at 7:30 at the House of Salsa. Join Tricia from Hartford, the whole Connecticut Kizumba delegate will be there. And so we're excited. So dancing, lots of dancing going on, lots of salsa. So people are still finding their rhythm. Shout out to my girl. I don't know if you guys can see my necklace, but this was handcrafted. And this will be a part of the Rhythm Brewing Co. swag. So
beautiful.
Thank you. So I'm very, look at the crystals.
Yeah. Good work.
It's amazing. And then this, and then the R right here for rhythm. So very, very, very excited. Shout out
to Rhythm Lager.
Rhythm Lager. That's right. The rhythm is going to get you. So people probably need some Rhythm Brewing Co. Lager with what's going on in the country.
He's driving us to drink.
And I always tell folks, drink locally, drink responsibly, because that's the that's the key. So there was some breaking news, coming out of the White House, that Melania Trump, the first lady, visited some detention centers and asked how quickly can the kids be returned to your... Yes, thank you, Melania, for...
Every little bit helps.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think about that?
I think it's great. You got to do something. I mean, he's a very powerful man. He's the world's most powerful man. And she knows he's off his rocker. So she made the right move. She went down, if that's what she did, and she said, let's get these kids back to their mommies. And if that's the right thing. I don't agree with everything she does, but I'll take any help I can get when I got kids out there living in the desert. I'll take any help I can get that will get those kids home.
Right.
Any help.
I'm going to tell you something. If I was Melania and I was sitting up there, this is just me. The only thing I would have to say literally would be, I'm absolutely disgusted in my husband. And this is coming from a quote from Facebook. I'm absolutely disgusted in my husband, soon to be ex. I demand our justice system charge him with kidnapping, child abuse, and extortion for each of those 2,300 plus children. Amen.
And crimes against nature.
Go up there and be truthful and just tell the American people that, you know what, just your cry for help. Get out there and say, my husband is, like you said, is a horrible man. And what he just did was disgusting. And I demand that just like Melania do the right thing.
Yeah,
the right thing. She's
she did something. When's the last time a first lady went against her husband? Almost never. So I give her, she did something.
Well, she's sick of it. She knows.
Yeah. It breaks your heart.
Yeah. But it was just, you know.
Wait till one of those kids. Oh, hold on. In Virginia, there's another breaking news story. In Virginia, the lawsuits have been filed saying that they are taking these children at a detention center and mm-hmm. that they're strapping them to chairs and tying them all up to chairs. They're taking all their clothes off.
Well, we don't.
Putting
well,
bags
yeah,
over their faces.
Yeah. Well, we don't know if that's happening.
It's in court. I'm not saying it's happening, but I'm saying this. But I got something to say about it, and that is, why doesn't Donald Trump send the FBI down there yesterday to find out whether or not that's what's happening? I want to know if the FBI is checking
it. Irving, obviously, listen. Come on, you've got every day there is something going on. So by the time he tries to catch up with all the mess that he's gotten into, or what have you, hopefully, like I said, he will be out of here, you know, impeached sooner than later. But like I said, this was just a complete PR stunt. Back to the first lady, huge PR stunt.
Yeah, you know, if she gets one kid saved, I'm with her.
Yeah, but it wasn't about. It was just about. Oh, he made a mess of it. Let me just go. Let me go pretend that I really honestly care about what's going on with these children. And she really, really honestly, she doesn't. So.
Shame on me for being with Melania. Oh, no. No, we don't have to agree on everything.
We can agree to disagree. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Honestly, her showing up at the detention center with the PR stunt. So, Melania, thanks for nothing. If she really, remember, she's the person that was doing the bullying, let's get the bullying act. And what has she done with that? Absolutely nothing. And her husband is now bullying kids and babies. And children. So come on, Melania, thanks, but no thanks. PR stunt, womp womp, next, blah, blah, blah.
It's an interesting world. And, you know, my heart goes out to both sides, but I know one thing. If she's willing to help us a little bit, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Because I really want the help.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And people can say what they want about Obama, but let me tell
you
something.
Obama was wonderful.
He didn't separate these babies from their kids, okay?
What problem did he have? I mean, tell me.
Well,
what
no.
He
the,
did.
The, well, here, know. This is the thing. Obama, you could say what you want about him. He did not separate parents, children from their mothers.
He found ways
mothers.
To bring them together, okay? And he's doing it right now. He's working on it.
Yeah,
now he's working on bringing those
children
together.
People are going to always blame Obama, but we have the worst president
imaginable right now. He's unbelievably off the tracker.
In the history of the presidency. That is a known fact. And so, like I said, when people, wake up, then, maybe this world will be a better place.
Maybe it won't be too late.
Well, don't forget, we literally need to all be held accountable to get out there and vote. We're going to be having a huge voting premise. We're going to have a huge voting platform here. If you are not registered to vote, and if you are 18 and over, and folks out there, some people go, well, I can't vote because I have this. I can't vote because call folks like us who are going to be having voting registration lines. Call us so that we can tell you did the eligibility to vote, to get out there and vote. We don't want people not voting to think that they're it's not going to count because this vote this year is going to count.
I have two new sets of bumper stickers coming in next Tuesday, all right? One says, Votan por su vidas.
Yes. So you did order them because you told us.
I ordered two sets.
Okay.
Yeah. And the other one says, Votan por su niños, except I used a different word for children. Didn't know the word. But anyway, the two different sets, and I can show them to you now. We ordered them both, so they'll come in.
Very nice.
This Tuesday coming up, they're coming
good.
In. I'll give you both some.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, because we need everyone to get out there and vote. Turn out the vote. And we are going to, and I'm going to tell you, things happen for a reason. Because we are in the worst shape we've ever been in this country, we will have record numbers of people that
voting.
Will get out there that will be voting. Well, which is a good thing. So if you are...
Watch the Republicans shut down voting booths all over the country. Watch them shut down a lot of places.
Well, listen, I wouldn't be surprised. Like I said,
they're
but you know what?
They,
they're not going to win this fight. We're still sticking in there.
I'm here.
Yep, we're here. Well, don't forget, half of them are under federal investigation. So they're going to win. The ones that are actually in charge, half of them will be, wiped out through the justice system or in jail or be serving some kind of time or will never be able to work in any kind of political office ever again. So we'll just kind of, like I said, it's coming.
They'll be blowing dope with Paul Manafort in the dope bowl.
All right, folks, we're going to be right back. Don't forget, join in the conversation, 203-684-8907. You're listening to The Talk Sip. Station manager Harry joining on the conversation.
Harry's fantastic.
Harry, so we know that you are a huge Trump supporter, and we know that you think that your president, because he's certainly not mine, is doing a fantastic job in this country. But I want to get your thoughts on what you think about this week's whole, you know, coming over the border and people literally ripping children out of the arms of their you know, their mother's, you know, hands.
I say, listen to my show tomorrow at 12, because I have a really good show. I have a really good show, and I'll be showing the hypocrisy of how, of what's going on. But of course, nobody wants to rip children out of people's hands,
and but it's happening,
and they're not doing that.
But it's happening.
But
they're not doing that.
We see it's on the news. They're not doing pictures.
Well, how do you think they're taking them out? You think the mother's just saying, "Here, take my baby," because I'm in the mood to trust you?
No, they're ripping. They're ripping them out.
You think mothers are giving up their babies and saying, "Here, go take my baby"?
Absolutely. Let me ask you a question, Irving. Do you care? You know they have 12,300 kids that they're holding.
I didn't hear that number was that high.
Yeah, it's 12,300
kids. I felt like I'm going to
faint. I thought it was 2,300.
No, it's 2,300 since Jeff Sessions did the zero tolerance policy, right?
But they have
12,300. Of those 12,300, 10,000 are unaccompanied minors. So kids being separated by choice by their own parents, sending their kids with coyotes, who, and the kids are being sex trafficked, sexually abused, And nobody seems to care about that.
Of course, because, we care, because, but Donald because Trump these
parents,
is the champ.
Because these parents willfully separate themselves from their children.
So some parents are terrible. Some where parents should that? Be arrested.
Wait,
for negligence.
Where is that? That's on our border.
No, don't.
Can we not? I'm asking about a specific situation this week. I'm talking about babies getting separated from their parents.
Well, these are babies being willfully separated from their parents.
Here is something we could do something about. We could help these 2,300 babies.
We can do something about the others.
What are we going to do? Invade Mexico?
What you do is you deter them from by actually creating borders that are police. This way, if the people know they can't get in, they won't come.
All Trump has to do is send the army down here.
Because we have laws.
They could come in through
legal ports of entry. They're running for their lives.
They're not running for their lives.
They are.
Yeah.
They're not running for their lives on the border. Most of them are being coyoted to the border.
They're not running
from anyone. They're being taken to the border.
You're making that up, you know.
No, you are making it up.
You can try to yell at me, but I'm telling you right now that you're making that up. Those people are often, not all of them, running for their lives because they're being threatened at home and their siblings are being shot and their babies are in danger. They don't travel 1,000 miles in the desert.
Well,
to
I think
get
we're,
to the
we're
United
just
going to
stick on the
save
the,
them.
Let's talk about the children who are
Trump is locking
in
up.
Detention centers right now
that are minors,
and the only person that they know is the mother. Well, and now they are literally in detention centers.
Actually,
for the first lady,
some of those people come
PR
in with
stunt.
Coyotes. Some of them come in and they don't even know the person they're with.
You would come in by coyote too if you were in Honduras and you had to get your kid to
listen,
safety.
People want to get out by coyote.
Now listen.
But listen, this is America. We should have open borders where we're safe, where we have, this is the melting pot. Come into here. If you want to come in here legally, you're not bringing drugs, you can't just come in illegally
because we can't sustain another 100 million people come. If we say the borders are open,
I'm not saying open borders because I want to keep. So what do you want to do with the borders? Listen, I want to keep this country safe. But how do you do that?
Those babies are legal.
Well, the mothers might not be legal, but the babies are legal.
How do you seal the borders while still allowing everybody who shows up with a kid to come in and not be detained?
We need to sit down collectively. Well, what I'm telling you, what's not working, it's what that man in the White House is doing. That's absolutely not working for anyone.
This is a disgrace. I hope Irving knows the law.
I hope people can sit down across the borders. And
because legally, you can't hold the child for more than 20 days.
Right.
But aren't they holding them much longer than 120 days?
Hold on. Of course they do, but you can't hold them in a detention facility for more than 20 days. That's why they end up transferred to human services and all that. But the child can't be held for more than 20 days. But the parent who committed the crime, he's held longer. That's why a misdemeanor coming over trying to escape.
I would tell you right now that you can go into court and get that rule lifted in 2 minutes if you provide the proper facility. Most judges in their right mind would say, go ahead and put them in that Obama place.
Obama's administration tried to fight that law of the 20 days, and they lost in 2016.
Maybe they didn't have the right.
And this is a law that has been challenged already 3 times over the years, and it's lost every time.
Let me tell you how they can change it.
07.
They just need to have a gorgeous facility for the kids, and the judge will say, yes, I approve that facility.
Yeah.
And that's the key.
Move them into a mansion or open up condos for them.
But listen, but
Mar-a-Lago, we could give them
Mar-a-Lago. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Yeah,
Why
we
not?
Should do that.
Why not?
Everyone come to the border and you get a beautiful resort.
Listen, but that's what that guy in the White House is doing. That's what he's doing for everybody else in the country.
The reality of it is that Democrats don't want borders.
No, the reality is
they want to let everybody in. Anyone who shows up with a baby gets to come in, no questions asked. That's insane.
Listen, the thing is,
Harry out.
People just want a place to go where they can, the American dream, and I've never seen it like this, where people are literally just, you know, I don't know. Some people might think it's okay, and people can justify it all they want. It's just plain wrong.
Everybody knows it's wrong. Anybody who doesn't really, really doesn't know what family values means.
Right. No, exactly. Oh, you know how they say, put the shoe on the other, listen, put the shoe on the other foot.
Let's put the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah.
If I knew my kid was, if I went to that corner, my kid was going to get taken from me. Guess what corner I'm not going to go to? That corner.
Well, what if you know?
Right.
What
so I would go through the legal point of entry where they're going to keep me together with my child.
So what if your kid is in that corner and you see a dog behind your kid? Pack of dogs getting ready to bite him.
Wait, if my kid's in that corner without me, that's on me.
No, no. And you're trying to save your child. You're going to go and you're going to protect your child.
I'm going to go through the legal point of entry that'll keep my child with
and
me
they are
so that I can fully protect them throughout the whole
people
process.
Would go legally if
thank you very
if,
much.
If this country wasn't making it so hard for
it's not hard.
People
go
to get
the legal
in
point of entry.
Yeah, well that's not working. Listen, when anybody says that they want to build a wall, that tells you right there we're going to make it as hard as we can for anyone
so
to try to come
want
to
any
America.
Borders.
He promised us that Mexico
No, I never
pay
said
it.
That. We need borders cuz I want to. Well, you know what? We need borders. That's number 1. But number 2, you know what you know who the biggest know who we should really be afraid the demographic we should really be afraid of? Who are the people that are doing all these mass shootings and killings?
NRA.
No, who are they? What is the profile?
They're white males.
Thank you. That are living right here in this country who are killing in masses.
And what?
And you're
yes,
and you're,
that
and you're,
is who
and
should
you
be afraid
are,
of.
And
Irving,
you, and
we
you,
are very afraid of you, Irving.
Listen, and you are worried about a mother and her child coming into this country who are just trying to escape for a better life. It's It's
hard
elitism at its finest. Yeah.
Those mothers didn't just walk there. They worked hard to get there.
Yeah, well, you know,
but
no open borders. Let me make this very clear, Harry. I don't believe in open borders. We have enough. Listen, we have enough people.
What's a closed border for you?
No,
Alyssa,
I want people to be able.
Yeah, I do too, through a legal process. So you close the point of entry that they come in illegally, and you make that.
They're
that
making,
legal point of
they
intra-
are
entry easier.
The legal point of entry is almost in under this administration almost impossible.
It's not impossible.
People are literally they're scrambling for their lives. They want out.
We have a
they
law
want out.
Called the law of asylum.
They
it's
want out of our country.
Law,
where they
the law
go.
Of asylum. If they come here and they need it, we give it to them. This
no, you
the
just don't.
Country.
You just don't come in and get asylum, Irving. You know
if
that
you apply,
there's right,
you,
but there's standards to that you got to meet
right.
to actually
so what
qualify for.
Do you think these mothers aren't
well,
meeting?
The right. thing is, you have to prove. First off, a lot of people come to the border and they can't even prove they're with their child.
You can do DNA tests. We got that
that's
stuff
what,
now.
Oh, hey, listen, that's but that, coming because
listen, but that,
actually, Sessions
DNA
talked
works.
About it, and I guarantee people are going to say it's a violation of civil rights.
Who's that going
to
say?
I guarantee the Democrats
He's
are going to get to that point.
Now.
I'm guaranteeing because the what Democrats
everyone,
are not happy
listen,
with anything.
You know what? What if everyone just went back to where they originated from and leave, you know what, and have Native Americans who own this land, have those folks just living here in this country, but everybody go back to wherever you came from. Bye. Get out.
That'll be cool.
But that's what that guy in the White House wants to happen. No, he wants everybody to listen.
No, but I'm saying if you send everybody back, I guess
he wants
stay.
Everyone out
except
people that look like him,
except millionaires.
No, that's exactly.
But he wants the others.
Like I said, let the Native Americans. Okay,
right. He believes in lowering the minimum wage.
I remember.
Let the
I
Native
heard
Americans
that in his speech.
Stay here.
Wasn't that in his last speech?
He wants to lower his minimum wage.
Well, of course. Listen, he's trying to break folks
down.
Yeah, but you know, like I said, we know we're not stupid. We're not dumb. Most of America, they can see right through what he does. But it's horrifying just what's been going on in this last week.
Has anybody ever been to his casinos or slept over? The people they should call in on that because I'm curious as to whether or not it's true the businesses that they run with the girls there up to the rooms.
Well,
does
I wonder.
Casinos do that?
Well, yeah, I don't know that, but
I want to know.
But I mean, I don't even know if he's still. Yeah, he has casinos, you know, all over.
Yeah,
the
his
world,
name is
but,
on them.
But but don't forget, he doesn't pay his construction workers.
He burnt them
because they should be working for him for free because they're not him and they're not
caterer.
In power.
He didn't pay that caterer. Yeah. He said, don't worry. The fact that you did my work means you'll make lots of money. You don't need me to pay
you. I'm going to have one of these segments. I really honestly, I'm going to have someone, a psychiatrist or a psychologist who specializes in narcissism. So if you're out there, please give this show a call, 203-684-8907.
I brought you a psychologist once. I can give you his number. You can bring him back.
Yeah, I'm going to bring him back because what we're going to do is we are going to identify what truly we have running this country.
I'll give you his number.
Yeah, well.
Bill, remember him? Bill Chalisma.
Yeah, well, because like I said, it's probably deeper. We see the surface of it, but I wanted a therapist to come in and tell me what is in store for this country when you have an immature narcissist. Inhumane person that is running, you know, the most beautiful recognized place in the world.
A lot of people at the Yale seminar about a year and a half ago, they had a seminar called Duty to Warn at Yale. A bunch of professionals came from all over, and many of them, I don't know if it's an official finding, but they said that he was a malignant narcissist. Basically, they said that all presidents pretty much are narcissists, but he's a malignant narcissist, which is a dubious classification anyway, but it worked for them in this case. So I just want you to have that phrase.
Well, it's not an official.
It's pretty close to official.
You know
official.
Why it's not
check
official?
It
because any psychologist or therapist worth his salt knows you can't make a diagnosis without ever actually sitting down with the guy.
I can guarantee that's wrong.
Oh, please. We can go. We can turn on.
You could do it for.
We can turn
it's not
on
worth anything.
CNN
I can
and
guarantee
Fox.
That's wrong.
It's not worth anything.
The CIA does it every day. They give diagnoses.
Profiles.
Listen, they can give us their a professional opinion.
Trust me this time, Harry. You're usually right, but this time I'm right.
Oh, thank you.
We're going
to
do.
I was being very nice to you just now.
Tip of the hat to you, sir.
We're going to have an expert come in and give just a roundabout kind of like a professional opinion. That's all we want of what we are in store for when dealing with a person that's running the country who is a narcissist and immature and uneducated.
I have a PhD in coffeehouse conversation, which I gave myself. I gave it to myself, and I can guarantee you that he has a blowhard-itis. He's all talk
absolutely,
and nothing but trouble. And here he is starting wars with every country, trade wars, locking up babies.
What about wars here in this
violence
country?
Violence is up in America. Go, Donald Trump. Violence is up.
Thank you. Mass shootings. No, most mass shootings ever under a presidency. Ever. No,
President,
that's true.
President Jerk.
Yeah, well, all we could do is we can pray for this country. And we just and be nice to one another.
And don't vote for him.
Don't
again.
Do what people are doing in the White House. Be nice to folks and treat people kindly and treat people the way you want to be treated. And you know, keep kids with their moms.
Yes,
seriously.
Listen to Elisa. Be nice.
No, you gotta be nice.
Mean people suck.
Treat people the way they want to be treated.
Right. Exactly.
Wait, you want to be treated?
Treat people.
Exactly. You see that?
Well, listen. That's why we have this candid conversation. But we always tell Harry, please on Thursdays when we have politics with Penske, bring in some of those folks that are Trump supporters and they love what he's doing. And
I was on his
it.
Show once. I got no death threats. I was so impressed. I didn't get one death threat.
Not here on the talk sip because all we do
get
here is
death threats from Democrats.
We only talk and we sip here. That's it. We talk and we sip.
Yeah.
Shout out to
we got about a minute left.
All right. Well, closing remarks. And what are you doing over the weekend, Irving? I know it's Friday,
I'm working
but the
all weekend.
Oh, Harry.
I see. You got that stack of stuff.
You've got
I got so much stuff to do today. And I got all these phone calls that came in for the last hour. Here's another phone call coming in. I pick up the phone to show them my phone's ringing. Now I have to press will call back. I hate that. And then at 2:15, I have to be in court on a case. And then at 3:30, I have to be in court on another case.
Busy,
all these calls back.
Busy man.
And the clients get pressure because they think I'm not calling them back.
Well, no,
because
he's here doing politics.
I'm doing my job. I'm trying to save the world from President Doofus.
Superhero.
Well, folks, that is our time. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Once again, I'd like to thank my co-host in here with me.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, always good to see you. Don't forget, stay positive, stay focused, and always keep your glass full until next time. That's right.
Keep dancing.
Keep dancing.
Diesel.
Diesel Lounge.